So welcome everyone to day 13 of the Winter Feast for the Soul. So again, just taking a nice deep breath in, long, slow breath out. Give yourself a moment to settle into your body. Into the space that you're in. Taking a moment to just notice how you are this morning. Letting go of the morning you've already had. Shoveling. Wondering how much snow is out there. Also, letting go of whatever you're anticipating for today. More shoveling. And just let yourself settle into present moment awareness. And continuing our discussion of the second of the Eightfold Path. So we're talking about right intentions or right thoughts, really looking at the ways in which our thoughts become our speech, become our actions, become our character. So really seeing if we can lean into noticing the kinds of thoughts that get us into trouble, so to speak. And today's topic of thought is pride or arrogance. And really looking at the ways in which our ego, our sense of I-ness, separates us and can get us into trouble. Whether it's pride over some accomplishment or some ownership, like having the right outhouse on your island. And really noticing the way that we identify with the things we own. And particularly noticing the way that that separates us from other people. And of course, the antidote is a little humility. And letting that, really just noticing the ways in which that does lead to speech and action and separating ourselves from other people. And so for today, just seeing if you notice the ways in which pride or arrogance sort of creeps into your thoughts and the energy of that particularly. So letting that be the ground of your practice today. So let's practice. So again, taking your seat. Feet on the floor, seat on the seat, weight of the body resting. And from that sense of being grounded in your seat, feeling the length of your back, upright but not rigid, not too loose, not too tight. Allowing the shoulders to be relaxed so there's a sense of opening and softening in front. Connecting to your tender heart, your sense of care for yourself and others. So the ways in which we get caught up in pride or arrogance is we get too focused on ourselves to the exclusion of others. So having a sense of ourselves and others and that interconnectedness. And then resting your hands comfortably, connecting to ease wherever you feel it. And allowing the mind to rest in the stillness of the body and the warmth and support of our practice all together.